some people might use to refer to members of your race. And are there any of these that you don't like to be called? I mean, what do you most like not to be called?
Well, I'm going to tell you about myself. I've never been called too much out of my name.
That's good. That's the way it
should
be.
I can hardly answer that too much.
Well,
I've always been the person to try to treat other people because I want to be treated.
That's
and
fine.
I feel fine.
Here we start. Suppose somebody had a fishing rod that he liked a lot, and his son came in and broke it. You'd say that you might say the man got pretty
upset about it.
Okay, fine. Suppose you've been working pretty hard all day and came nighttime and time to quit, and you'd say, "Boy, I'm really
beat."
Okay. You might say that. If there was a little boy went out and he swiped a couple of cigars and went out and smoked them, just right together, what would happen to him?
Well, I know what should happen to him.
No, I mean, but if he, you know, what would happen to him himself just for smoking this? Just because.
Well, he would be a sick child.
Yeah, fine. if I just kind of queasy feeling down here, what would you say that? You'd say that I feel sick at my
stomach.
Okay, fine. What would you call a noisy celebration, you know, after a wedding and some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? What do you call that?
Well, a big disturbance after the wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. What do you call some hobgoblin you threaten little children with? I mean, you know, when I was little, my sisters used to tell me that if I wasn't good, that
they'd tan your hair.
Yeah, that's right. If a friend knocked on your front door Christmas morning, how would you greet him? I mean, you know, just as he came in.
Come in. Good morning.
Okay, Christmas Day.
Christmas gift.
Okay, fine. If you have a heavy suitcase, you might say, that I'm sure glad I don't have to
tote it.
Okay.
Very far.
What do you call an animal with a hard shell that lives in water?
Turtle.
What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Terrapin.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottom thing with oars that you use on a lake? And you might say the man went fishing in a
boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
Okay. What if a woman's wearing beads around her neck? You might say that's really a pretty
necklace or a pretty.
Of beads,
if I said a pretty quad of beads,
would you say?
I would say she had a pretty string of beads.
Okay, yeah, that's right. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other pretty bad, you might say that the one man really did what to them?
Whipped him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Like, well, I'll show you. Like, if I'm down like this. What do
you
call this? Mrs.
Caffrey's
leg hand. Well, this, like, if I'm resting on these, though. Well, you're sitting on this part.
Yeah.
And resting on this part. Well, I always go after the muscle of my leg. Okay. Well, that's fine. Let's see. Now, maybe don't get lost again. There we are. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
You mean what makes him...
No, I mean what, you know,